This recording, Syria 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at the superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 to 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So 3 years ago, I was back in Syria, living with my parents. I was a senior in college, and I really had a perfect life, great friends, great house, and everything was just great. I was very happy. Then when the war started, I had to flee outside Syria and come to America. I was alone, and I was scared. I didn't speak English very well. I had to learn the conversation and how to do a conversation with people. I registered some classes. I took some classes in college. I started speaking to people. I got a job as a cashier. So I had to learn how to deal with people and how to talk to them and how to start a conversation with them in English. And that's how I learned English, under pressure, actually. And after that, I start getting better. I start getting straight A's in my classes. It was really great for me. It was a really great experience because it changed my life. It changed my perspective. And it made me a better person and a stronger person than I thought I would ever be. Now I have some friends here. I wish I can go back to Syria and see my family there, but it's still something I can't do because of the war. I can't go in, no one can go out. And I think that one day I can go back to Syria, see my friends and my university and everyone that I love. And I can see my parents. And I think that I miss my cat, too, because I had a cat in Syria, which his name was Mshahar. And he was a great cat.